The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, welcome to the show. Nice to have you again on the holiday afternoon.
Benji, I tell you, with such a warm welcome, I'm always ecstatic to talk to you.
Well, at least somebody is. However, Rolene, it seems as though Hamas is not all that ecstatic with Israel at the moment because they keep shooting rockets.
Yes, things are heating up on the border. In fact, on my way home, driving from my other office in Herzliya, there were two rocket alerts, more rockets fired at the Gaza envelope areas. Things are heating up. Yesterday, more interceptions because of rockets fired towards Israel. One rocket actually exploded near a UNRWA school within the Gaza Strip, and the Israeli Air Force has had to act in response. And targets have included Hamas training sites and armed depots. So four rockets fired at Israel last night, two so far today, and what we do know is that three consecutive Tzev Adom or Code Reds were sounded on Wednesday evening in Sderot and what we call the Shachar Regional Council or the Negev Regional Council, which shows that the rockets are reaching far deeper into southern Israel, and of course the rocket landing in an UNRWA school. And this just goes to show you that these rockets are fired indiscriminately. And they don't only pose a huge risk to Israeli civilians, but to civilians in the Gaza Strip as well.
So now, hang on a minute. You're saying that not only are they firing these rockets from schools, but like one basically turned around and went back in where it went back into a school?
Yes. Yes, it landed in an UNRWA school, and the other day one landed in a kindergarten and caused significant damage to the structure. Thank goodness no kids were there, and thank goodness no kids were there in the UNRWA school in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm sure if something did like that happen, they would blame Israel anyway, because sometimes that's how it happens.
Absolutely.
But hoping that that all doubles down and things relax a little bit outside, because we do not want to see more rockets. However, it looks as though people who are not simmering down is the White House and Abbas. The rhetoric is definitely escalating there as well.
Well, it's definitely heating up. I mean, we know that some of the rhetoric that has come from Mahmoud Abbas is to be expected since last week's recognition statement from President Trump. And we know that Benjamin Netanyahu said he was very unimpressed by the Palestinians' angry rhetoric over the U.S. recognition of the Israeli capital. And I think what a lot of people are missing in Trump's statement is that he said that borders and final statement is still to be negotiated. You know, people are forgetting that part of the statement. Just like, you know, we often in our work, Benji, we hear people say, Nelson Mandela said that we wouldn't be free until the Palestinians are free. But they forget the second part of the statement, which where he speaks about recognizing Israel within safe and secure borders. So, you know, I think that very often we have these knee-jerk or we see these knee-jerk reactions to these kind of statements, and very, very few people actually pause to look at it from a macro level to perhaps analyze the statement and what is meant in its entirety. And we have heard what I call fighting words from Mahmoud Abbas over the last week or so, where he has made statements like the United States can no longer be an honest peace broker. And the White House said, you know, this kind of rhetoric, which has prevented peace for years, is not surprising. And we anticipated reactions like this. And he said, we will remain hard at work putting together our plan, which will benefit the Israeli and the Palestinian people. And the White House official went on to say that people should ignore the distortions and instead focus on what the president actually said last week. The specific boundaries of Israeli sovereignty in Jerusalem are subject to final statement negotiations between the parties, and the United States continues to take no position on any final status issues and continues to support a two-state solution.
Yeah, certainly would be nice if Mr. Abbas managed to figure that out. However,
well, not just Mr. Abbas, but Mr. Erdogan and even some of the people who I know who were demonstrating yesterday in Cape Town in South Africa, it would bode them well to actually take a step back and actually think about what was said and look at things rationally and logically. But one would ask them, do they actually possess logic and rationale
on this issue? Certainly. But it seems as though the Germans are doing a bit more and a bit more constructive stuff in this regard. Munich, the city of Munich, is passing an anti-BDS law. It's the first city in Germany to do this. Tell us about that.
Well, this is quite incredible. You know, we've seen various states in the United States pass anti-BDS legislation, and now Munich is the first German city. This is a historical bill. They signed yesterday to ban boycotts of Israel, and they're the first city in Germany to outlaw public funds and space for the BDS campaign. So not only can you no longer boycott Israeli products or Israeli companies or boycott Israel, but you cannot have your BDS events anywhere in Munich. And Charlotte Knobloch, who is the chairwoman of Munich's Jewish community, has said Munich has sent a signal against anti-Semitism. Knobloch, who is a Holocaust survivor, has actually launched a campaign to stop BDS and coming into Munich, which is known as the capital of Bavaria, which is a province in Germany. And what we also know is that Frankfurt and Berlin have also started executive initiatives to stop BDS activity in city-funded facilities. Whether or not they will ban it outright, you know, remains to be seen. But Frankfurt and Berlin, and we also know that the university town of Heidelberg are going to discuss a BDS ban in its facilities. So I know we hear a lot of noise from BDS and their supporters, but this is the situation in Germany. And I think of all countries, Germany knows and understands very well the ramifications of boycotts and anti-Semitism.
Now, a problem that South Africa has had seems to be something which other people are having. Mr. Al-Bashir, wanted by the ICC, pitched up at a summit recently. Was this in Jordan, Roline?
Well, this was in Istanbul.
Nice.
He is wanted on charges of genocide and war crimes. We know in South Africa there was a warrant out for him and he wasn't handed over. But he is one of the Arab leaders who has responded to a call by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to attend a meeting to discuss the situation in Jerusalem and the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And what we do know is that Bashir was warmly greeted by Erdogan, and he attended in traditional dress. And to me, it's like birds of a feather, because at least 300,000 people have been killed and more than 2.5 million displaced because of conflict in Darfur. And we know about Erdogan's crimes against the Kurdish people. So for us, it's more birds of a feather. If you've got Iranian leaders and you've got all kinds of despots and autocrats and human rights abusers all meeting in the same place, that kind of says something.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it does. And very, very appropriate that we should be bringing up. No doubt he wasn't arrested in Turkey, which is deeply problematic. Roline, that pretty much sums it up for today. We're not going to be speaking to you tomorrow because it's Shabbos. So I guess you'll have to hold all that good stuff for us until we're back with you on Monday afternoon.
Well, absolutely, but you can join me tomorrow morning at 7:45 as I cause absolute chaos and balagan and mayhem in the studio.
Ah, that's right, the morning mayhem with Roline. I suppose that is, if you need an extra dollop of Roline just before Shabbos, that is the place to get it. Roline Marks, thank you so much for bringing us.
Some people are frightened of that extra dollop.
Well, you know, they've eaten too many donuts already being Hanukkah, so they can't be having too many dollops of all of that. But we appreciate it here on the holiday afternoon, and we'll chat to you again on Monday afternoon for another Israel update.
Looking forward to it, and hopefully a weekend of calm and no rocket attacks.
Yeah, indeed. Chag Sameach and Shabbat Shalom.